Hi, everybody. We're very happy that you're here. Let's take a little bit of time for some good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge. Happy to be your host.
Countdown to 4th of July is on. What are you going to share today, Kim?
Well, I've got a couple of different things coming up. First off, I'm going to do the federal budget in more simplified terms.
That should be good. I hope so. I hope you can simplify that.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Before we get to that, a reminder from Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Go to visitvalentine.com or .org. Check out 50 things to do. The Bowering Ranch, a Sand Hills working cattle ranch. It's also a state historical site. Merritt Reservoir, south of Valentine. How about a little fishing trip, maybe, or a pontoon ride, something like that on one of the state's best fisheries as well. And, of course, there's golf and going down the Niobrara River. Check it all out. Visit Valentine.com.
If you're looking for local, national, and international livestock industry news, if you'd like the most recent livestock auction reports, how about award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more? You know what you need to do? You need to subscribe now to Tri-State Livestock News. Coming out of Belfouche, South Dakota, that's who you get a hold of. If you'd like the subscription to start arriving at your door, TSLN, it's Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
All right, I want to see how you're going to straighten out this federal budget thing.
Okay, so the U.S. Congress sets that federal budget every year in the trillions of dollars. I'm sure you knew that. Few people know how much money that is, so we're going to create a breakdown of federal spending in simple terms. Now, this has been a little bit of time since this has been figured out, but I think you'll get the point. So, the U.S. income is $2.17 trillion. The federal budget is $3.82 trillion. The new debt is $1.65 trillion, and the national debt is $14.271 trillion. Recent budget cuts equals $38 billion, about 1% of the budget. Now, it helps to think of these numbers in terms that we can relate to, because that's just too hard to think about. Let's remove 8 zeros from all of these numbers and pretend this is a household budget for the fictitious Jones family. So the total annual income for the Jones family is $21,700. The amount of money the Jones family spent is $38,200. This isn't rocket science, folks. The amount of new debt added to the credit card is $16,500. Outstanding balance on the credit card, $142,710. And the amount cut from the budget, $385. That kind of puts it in perspective.
I guess it does. Speaking of putting things in perspective, how about something from our friend Jim Whiting up at Hidden Timber, South Dakota?
Always enjoy things from Jim.
Called My Favorite Animal. So, our teacher asked what my favorite animal was, and I said, fried chicken. She said I wasn't funny, but she couldn't have been right because everyone else laughed. My parents told me to always tell the truth. I did. Fried chicken is my favorite animal. I told my dad what happened, and he said my teacher was probably a member of PETA. He said that they love animals very much. I do too, especially chicken, pork, and beef. Anyway, my teacher sent me to the principal's office. I told him what happened, and he laughed too. Then he told me not to do it again.
Wise advice.
The next day in class, my teacher asked me what my favorite live animal was. I told her it was a chicken. She asked me why. So I told her it was because you could make them into fried chicken. See where this is going, don't you?
Yep.
She sent me back to the principal's office. He laughed and told me not to do it again. I don't understand. My parents taught me to be honest, but my teacher doesn't like it when I am. Today, my teacher asked me to tell her what famous person I admired most. I told her, Colonel Sanders.
They must do this like right before lunch.
Must be. So he said Colonel Sanders, and he says, guess where I am now? Back in the principal's office. I can't imagine that Jim Whiting would have ever had to go to the principal's office.
No, I'm sure he's retelling a story about somebody else. Behind every successful man is a surprised woman.
Ooh, that's kind of bad.
Marion Pearson said that. And Mark Twain said, be good and you will be lonesome.
Oh, well, sometimes that
is
right.
Yeah, true.
Well, folks, we like to have you listen here on your local radio station. I know they appreciate you listening as well. So stay tuned to this station for more of the good stuff.